Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I'm just going to go straight to prayer. The prayer I'm starting out with actually was in a church bulletin yesterday, and I'm going to give them a little credit for this. I don't know who wrote it, if the pastor wrote it or someone else wrote it or if they picked her up somewhere else, but I thought it spoke. I had a young grandson that a young man that was confirmed yesterday in church. He has made his decision to walk with the Lord. We're all excited about that. And this was in the bulletin, and they read it as a congregation. And so I'm going to share it with you today within my prayer for this morning, for such a time as this. Loving God, you inspire us to work for peace, truth in the world, even when it is difficult or dangerous to do so. But often, we allow the distractions of the world to interfere, our pride, our prejudices, our fears. Forgive us for the times when our quest for power overshadows your quest for peace. Remind us of your call and help us to embody it in our lives. Oh, Heavenly Father, you are truth. Only you can bring real peace. May we be your people who speak truth, who instill common sense, and who encourage boldness and to stand for what is not just right, but righteous. You command us to love, and we can only do this through you with your heart. Again today, we ask that you continue to protect President Donald Trump. Help him to stand strong. Help him to lean on you and to trust in you. Bless Vice President Pence and let him be the strong encourager and confidant of the president. Watch over their families and keep them all safe. Evil is among us. We know this, O God. We ask that you will guard us from all evil, and help us to be your strong and vigilant soldiers, soldiers who put on the full armor of God, as we read in Ephesians, so that when the day of evil comes, we may be able to stand the ground, to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around our waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with our feet fettered with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which we can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take on the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And pray in the spirit of all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. I give to you this day and every day, O Lord, CSE Talk Radio. May you use this time each workday morning, each weekday morning, to speak to your people. While we talk politics, O God, we know that this land, called America, was established uniquely for your glory. For such a time as this, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.